Bowie, of course, in Prince George's County, one of the larger geographic cities in Maryland, actually, and they have a parade on the 29th from 11 a.m. on. You can, of course, put on your red, white, and blue and help them celebrate Memorial Day and honor our American heroes over in Bowie on the 29th.
Not the only one going on. There's also a Memorial Day ceremony saluting members of the armed forces who made the ultimate sacrifice. Let's not forget that's what the day's commemorating in Towson. And the Memorial Day opening is going on, the season opening of the Boardwalk Cafe at Chesapeake Beach. But let's also mention the big jazz festival that's going on in Alexandria. Bring a picnic. They're bringing a new band on stage every hour.
Yeah, this is the Memorial Day Jazz Festival over in Alexandria. It goes from 1 to 7 p.m. on Monday. It's at Fort Ward Park in Alexandria, and they have amphitheater seating. You can bring a picnic, stay all day as long as you want, and they do have a new band every hour. So it's something kind of neat to do, a little bit different from Memorial Day.
Speaking a little different, the Balticon is going on at the Marriott's Hunt Valley Inn Hotel, Hunt Valley, Maryland. Marvin, you've told me that if you've never been to this and you're a sci-fi fan, you really ought to do yourself a favor and go check out more than 300 science fiction authors, artists, musicians, scientists, debates, an art show at the Maryland Regional Science Fiction Convention.
This is something that a lot of the attendees, and this goes on all weekend, a lot of the attendees will come in costumes, and it's a really big sci-fi gathering. If you are a fan of science fiction, you want to check it out, look in our Around Town calendar, page 30 of the May Recreation News. You'll find out a lot more about what's going on Memorial Day in terms of the various ceremonies and parades and lots of special activities to kind of get the summer off to a good start.
You mentioned the Seafood Heritage Weekend going on at the Governor Ross Plantation up in Delaware. But you've got some deals, of course, as you do always at Recreation News, including the Wisp Adventure Package from $102 per person.
That's right. It includes two nights of lodging at the Wisp Resort, two breakfasts and adventure pass. They've got all kinds of non-skiing activities at Wisp during the off-season, the mountain coaster ride, the scenic chair rides. They've even got paintball and mountain bike rentals and a skate park. And so lots of things going on up at Wisp, and they've got a neat package for you to take advantage of it.
And if you've been hankering for a cruise, you got lots of specials. I see pages 2 through 5 of Recreation News, some pretty low rates, plus an onboard credit with World Travel Service.
And then we've got Sato Travel is offering military discounts. The cruise.com folks have free upgrades. And if you want to cruise out of New York City, the cruiselady.com has a way to get you there. A $79 per person round trip bus fare from Baltimore to the Port of New York and get you on the cruise up there if that's one you choose to do.
And it's always a good time to enter your contests, and coming in June, you've got a new one, I see.
If you are a fan of The Office television show, this one's for you. Really, the Scranton folks, The Office is actually set in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and the Scranton tourism folks have an office fan tour you can take to see in person all of the things that they refer to on The Office show. And that's going to be a neat giveaway for us.